tardes.
Good afternoon and welcome to the press conference of another film in the official selection in the 68th San Sebastian International Film Festival. The film this afternoon is Nosotros Nunca Moriremos. We will never die. And to talk about it, we have a lot of the team. We've got Laura Marta Tavion, Lorian Bravend, who's a co-scriptor, Romina Escobar, who is the leading actress, Eduardo Crespo, director, Santiago Loza, producer and co-scriptwriter, and Victoria Lucino, who's in charge of wardrobe. So therefore, before asking any questions or opening up to questions, please could you tell us how this idea, this project starts up? Eduardo, it has something to do with the town you were born in. How did the project come about? Hi, good morning, or good day, or I'm going to take the mask off to speak, but the film emerges from an idea that I was thinking about. I made a previous film upon the mourning of my father in my town, which is also called Crespo, like myself, which is a coincidence in life. And there are many things were in my mind as how we transit grief and mourning in a provincial town. And I felt like going into depth as regards to what a young death in a town, what it means, and how it creates a very dark climate when this happens, and how a child discovers that grief that adults undergo in this travel, on this journey with the mother who's the most harmed, shall we say, in the situation, and he has to become an adult and leave to one side his childhood. And I was interested in, well, talking about many people who I love and in the town, also as a farewell, because it's been a long time since I've lived in Crespo. I live in Buenos Aires, and it was a type of a farewell of that town and those beloved people that I love, to go towards a new stage of filming in other places, for example, and leaving that place. Yes, we have a question here. Good afternoon. A question's for you. Excuse my savage Rio de Janeiro mixture between Spanish and Portugal. Crespo, I would like to understand the construction of the realism in the film, because it seems that there is a lot of the influence of documentary language in it, but there's fiction. And I'd like to understand the limit between both of them. And a question for Romina, I could like to understand how you prepared to construct your character. It's an incredible job you've done, and I'd like to understand how you went about that. I'll start. Well, I'm interested in documentaries in Latin America, and Argentina has a big tradition in making documentary films. And I was interested in the poetry of the day-to-day. And that's why it has steal a bit from reality, something to make some sketches, shall we say, of a film. And I think the characters also make the film be real. The characters are anchored to a present, something physical, that they're there present in the film, and their presence in the film, and also the shape that the film takes of a lot of close-ups of listening to the characters and to give them time to listen to them, which has happened to me. I felt like just sharing a certain amount of time, and I did it before the pandemic, but it's almost premonitory when I saw the film, this idea of everything happened after this pandemic, how there's very little positivism, and that it's to give us time to be with our beloved ones and with our links with them and our relationships with them, to live, to think about life in a different way. And that's what happens about when I live in the city now, because I'm living, thinking about my past when I lived in this small town, and the idea that everyone wants to go back to more relaxed and calm places. It has to do with that search as well. Romina? Hi, how are you? The character How was your question? What was your question? How you constructed the character, the work was along with the director. I respect and admire and I love women. And I have many women close to me that have gone through the situation my character went through. So therefore, I took it from that perspective, from a respect perspective, a respectful perspective, and to touch upon the most intimate fibers of this woman who is confronting such a, or coping with this important loss. And Eduardo looked at me upon my character and to take it to the smallest little details, to almost intangible, that you can only perceive it with a minimum gesture or with just a breath or with a tear. I think that's the rich thing that we did together. And that's it. Okay, we have a question there. Hi, congratulations for the film. I'd like to ask Eduardo, as regards to what you were talking about, that during the pandemic, we all wanted to go back to our small towns and into nature. What surprised me, the kindness of all of the characters, they give a lot of calm to a place which is very safe. Perhaps the vision is a bit romantic that you have now vis-a-vis your past, that you've only had good memories of the past is what you're trying to show us on the other one hand. And then secondly, how many professional actors and non-professional actors are there in the film? Because it's a surprise, because everything seems very natural. Thank you. Thank you. As regards to the kindness of the film, shall we say, or the goodness in the film, it wasn't, I didn't think, obviously, the pandemic, we found out that something during the shoot, that something strange was coming. And when we went back to Buenos Aires on the 1st of March, 1 week was social ice, the lockdown started. And so therefore, it was a particular and a new thing to carry out a production and editing during a pandemic where we couldn't even meet up with the technical crew I worked with, Lorena Morricone, who worked in my previous shoot. There's a certain respect, and I like that in cinema, respect to everyone, the character and the characters that appear in the film. I was interested in to give space to the crew and also to work in a different way to what we're used to in the film industry, something more horizontal. It's something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've been working upon in more political side of things vis-a-vis cinema. And I thought that's important, that the film should include that element, and that is conveyed on the screen a certain sort of kindness towards the characters. And I think the choice of Romina was along those lines, but beyond the fact that I was glad to have her because she worked in Breve Studio del Pretaverre there with Santiago, where she did, and we presented the film in another festival. We established a relationship, and she had a charisma and very good kindness, and she connected positively from a positive energy point of view. I wanted her along this journey as a colleague, beyond the fact that she had all the tools necessary to help me to impregnate all of the young people that are non-professionals who are all from that area, except one who acted in a previous film of mine, but most of them are all from there. And I started to find them. It was a casting found them in the street. It was just on the journey. And then I trusted my gut instinct and say, well, hey, this is the person has something that interests me. I'm interested in showing. And that's how characters like Jessica, who told us of that story where she tells about her son, she didn't talk into very much. So why don't we ask her a question to see if she can finally perform in the film when the camera appears? And she stopped. No, she opened herself up in a very beautiful way, and we are aware for I like that kind of work during the shooting of the script with Lionel during the script. We rewrote the script, and Santiago, who helped us, rewriting from what happened in the film and from what we were finding in each of these different characters, which form part of my intimate environment. They're like part of my family. And the last question, what was it? The casting, which was professional and non-professional actors. Yes, you've answered that. Here we go. Hi. First of all, congratulations. I love the film. I've got a couple of questions, one for Eduardo and another one for Romina. The first is for Eduardo. The film starts addressing, through its characters, a dilemma of life and death, and what's behind death, or whether what we have in life is all there is, and when we die, nothing else happens. Especially at the end of the film, it's as if you respond to those answers, questions. They say that there are two phases. There's some hope before behind that tragic moment for the characters. I'm not too sure whether you wanted to convey this through this film. And the question for Romina, first of all, I fell in love with your character. I loved it. And it's a character, it's like an absent figure, very contained, despite the grief and the mourning and the pain she's going through. There's a moment she understands what happened to her son in the film, and she can't contain that grief. Could you please talk about that specific scene where she stops the car and she goes out into the field and tears come out of her eyes? Thank you to both of you. Romina? And that scene specifically was the scene, because throughout the film, this character is containing that grief and mourning that she can't release. And it's written and thought about. She's got to let go of all and release all of that. And she also wanted to keep it away from her other son, because she contained that mourning because of the other son who was there. She didn't want to burden him with all of that negative energy. But as happens in life, at a moment one explodes, and I think it's very well told, and I love the fact that you've asked about that and that you've liked it. Thank you. I'm going to ask you to remember the question. Well, my perception, and I want you to see whether I'm right, whether you address from the outset, about the film addresses a question of life and death at the beginning, at the end of the film. It seems that you give an answer to it through certain allegories with the birds and the pigeons when they come out of their cage there. Yes, thank you. Yeah. My training was, well, now I was brought up religiously with quite a lot of religion in my family. There are many questions that are always don't seem to have an answer when you're a child and you have certain doubts. And as I was brought up in a small town, everything is less explained and less explained in words. And I thought it was very important that this child starts to ask himself but not from a mystic or religious standpoint, but what's going to happen tomorrow? What happens in the present? What are we going to do? Are we going to wait for him? We're going to wait until the eternal life comes along, or what? Or what's going to happen tomorrow? And the mother doesn't have an answer to these questions. Nobody has answers to these questions. And we have to go through them and live our day to day. So I was interested in that the film does not have too many answers and talks about the mystery of death as something mysterious, and the film is sustained due to the mystery of death itself. And this is something that we always ask ourselves, everyone, albeit we don't think about this. I think all works have to do with this, and I thought it was good to not give any explanations, because that the young boy has decided that, well, the boy has decided to die or take his life or whatever. I thought it was good to not, for not to be, for there not to be an explanation. Not good, but I would say I thought I was interested in that, for it to be mysterious. And the mother, the truth is, she looks for an explanation throughout the film, and she finds it in exactly that, in that landscape, and those other young people that stayed in a limbo of that ghost town, almost a desolate town, left to one side. And it's a group of people, of boys and girls, who perhaps you wouldn't give too much attention to in any film. No one would even look at them. Perhaps they could be the extras of a film, and here they give them time and space so they can be present and they can talk about what happens to them. I thought it was very exciting to give myself time, and my shooting was quite specific, to give myself time so that they can feel comfortable. And that's why the film in its form is a bit simpler, because I truly wanted to give attention to that. And I wanted the film to accompany it all the way in sound, in the images that Inés Dua Costela. I'm also a director of photography, so therefore with her, with Inés, we worked with the idea of accompanying what happens in the fiction side of things, where sometimes the most important thing are the images and beauty and so on and so forth. No, the photography had to accompany the film, and then the form of the film bears this in mind along the storyline, and also how simple certain people live in different countries. It's not all of those that are in the center of a big city or whatever. Yes, another question here. Crespo, I think in Latin America, in cinema, we've got a certain obligation, quote unquote, of social ghosts. And so I think there's sociology in the film. There are poor people who don't have state backing. But I think there's something much more universal in this, that a mother that wants to bury the body of her son. This is something that comes from Greek tragedy, comes from the ancient Greeks. Could you talk a bit about this, how this classical mythology of the Greeks can be a reference for the construction of this fiction, and how in this fiction we can work with sociology without allowing them to trap, shall we say, the fable and the fantasy? Complex question, okay. No, but I think that Latin American cinema has a lot of social, political, and these are normally made in documentaries. But what I wanted to do, to work upon this, but without enunciating it, that's like, because, for example, in the town where I was born, things aren't so clearly explained, such as in the city, for example. And I think that all of this exists in our day-to-day actions. And that is why I think that one has to always think about everything one does, because everything you have to do has to do with politics and social side of things. Whatever actions one does, even though the action is a minimum action, but this is there and it's present, and we're aware of the fact that is in the film quite clearly. But as regards to what you were saying of tragedy, I thought I was interested in mixing it with of what was very town-like or village-like. A bit of humor emerges there, which I like very much. And it's a tool that helped me in many circumstances to overcome pain and grief. And I think that in this film, the humor of the day-to-day emerges, and then, for example, all of a sudden, all of a sudden a story is written from the fact that there's a more classical narrative. But I don't know, but looked at from a different perspective, and perhaps with not too much, with the pretend, not to be grandiloquent, for example, with that pretension. I wanted to be more underlying, that beats, for example, like a heart in the film. But the important thing were the people and their connections and relationships. And the film is where we talk with Romina, that for Romina, for example, it was very important. The character that she portrays, I think in the film, it's not clearly explained. Something that you told me, we were taking notes and I thought that it was very important. This character is very important because, and we were thinking whether it had happened in the past. I'm a trans actress who's portraying this role. And for me, it's very important because the previous films, well, Brief, Breve Historia del Planeta, it didn't happen, but in the previous films where, that I participated in, I was always called to do portray characters of hairdressers or prostitutes or the prostitute or hairdresser. Or we didn't have the right to people that made films read us into the script that way, just as that. So therefore, for me, it was very important to portray this role. And in the past, I was asked, what do you think whether an actor or an actress portrays the role of a trans person? I said, I'm not anyone to tell anyone anything. Every person needs to work, every actor and actress. But those directors and producers call those actors and those actresses to portray a trans person with high heels and a wig. It would be good that we were called to portray other types of characters as well. And that's the case. And thanks to Eduardo Crespo, I portrayed this Victoria, who I think is going to fit in very deeply. And it's for this fabulous story. And answering you, and closing, these things, socially speaking and politically, I think that they're much more important, that these minimum gestures that one can have from the small little details, because I'm not, this isn't a giant struggle, but I think it's very good to, just like why I responded, I answered her, of changing the way of thinking or thinking about new ways of that diversity can be real, and many, many things that are taking place, and it's going to take time, but let's hope that that happens sooner the better. I'd like to ask a question to all of you, because you're like a small family. I've got that feeling because we're talking about the Breve Historia del Planeta Verde, which is a fantastic film, and all of you have participated in that film as well. Santiago, director, and the scriptwriter Romina was the leading actress. For example, Romina, you also participated. So everyone's participated in the film. Stumps, what does it start from? Your hometown, but how do you collaborate and you shape the film and the project all together? I met Eduardo many years ago. We've known each other for years. He collaborated in my films and I've collaborated in his films. We co-directed. Vicky was in a TV program together, I remember. And we made the previous film, Breve Historia del Planeta Verde, that Eduardo was developing from the outset. And that's where Romina appeared as an actress, who's an actress who I love very much. And in this case, I think Vicky or whoever can answer, there was a big need for Eduardo to make this film, and we had to put it at the service of his narrative. And I think that Eduardo, it's always in fashion, results are important in films, and to be young and to achieve results. And Eduardo's a person that progressively has worked and accompanying a lot of people of that generation. And in his previous film was the need to talk about where he came from, his identity of his relationships to death with those losses of beloved people. And he told the story. It was quite clear what film he was going to make upon those silences that are sustained, for example, in small towns, and a construction of the identity in those silences. And I think Biki or Leo can also talk about this. But what we wanted to do was accompany him. Then I was writing letters when he was shooting the film, and he was sending him messages, and I was writing, and he rewrote so that we put ourselves at the service of the narrative. He had a very clear vision, very solidly. He had an intuition in a very clear way what film he was feeling. When I saw the cut, I thought it was quite clear how solid what he was looking for. I'm not too sure whether anybody else wants to intervene. Well, okay, thank you. I always direct assistant director and co-script writer. We're along with Santiago. And the shooting was a small family with a lot of people. A small group of people that couldn't come here. And the shooting process, also, we continued to write during the shooting of the film while when we met people, you know, we found out about their lives. And we interiorized what was happening with the people in town. Now, there were some things in the script that weren't too truthful to what was happening. So therefore, we included their real life situations, like, for example, in the case of Jessica. And it was a strange process. Like, it's a small family. It's also in a breve historia de Planeta Verde, the same thing happened. We were traveling in different provinces. And there was also, in Eduardo's film, he knew quite clearly those people. He worked with the identity of those people in the town. Yes, I also believe that obviously I set up a team or a crew that accompanied me, and I formed them in that way because I'm interested in a type of cinema or type of film to work as a family, like a group of friends with a mutual respect in every different sense, in every different role that we portray. So therefore, this makes films have another vibe, and I like a type of cinema which goes down these lines. So therefore, I took the freedom of doing it very in a calm way and not thinking about the result, just wanting to make a film. I'm very moved that the pandemic makes me feel weak, but I feel very moved. No, I feel very well accompanied by this group of people, and I'm very happy to be able to share it with them here in San Sebastian. I feel that's what it is. We share the way of coming towards those people who are going to perform their roles as a person who in the costume department, for example, how we related to people when we visited the town. I think that's it, the way of doing things and constructing things in the film. Like Vicky says, I felt because I was seeing there was a certain delicacy and modesty in approaching these people with a lot of care, permanent care, and that can be felt, and therefore the script with Leo, who was accompanied us, was changed and modified according to what we wanted to tell or what Eduardo wanted to tell. It was very alive and very delicate, and there's something I'm not too sure that we hoped those people that were acting for the first time, for example, that they are form part of it, and we can set something up, and we'll put their clothes, we'll give them their costumes that they have to wear. But I was always aware of this, and Romina as well. Romina is incredible. She accompanied and the other actors that are non-actors who are from the town in the of having them being able to perform in the film. We've got Laura, who is the co-producer. I'm not too sure whether from her position what she can say. What it was simple. No, the truth is, I've I accompany them in a different way because I form part of the project subsequently, and I'm more in charge of the financial side of things, or more of an executive producer's standpoint, but I share everything that they have said. And I like to, I love to form part of the project. Yes, and also to work with Laura. She gave me freedom. I'm a producer of the film as well. And I'm interested in making decisions of the things I do, because otherwise, if one doesn't make them finally, it's very difficult for these types of things happen. Take freedoms, take the liberty and time to do things. And they gave me the freedom of being able to do what I really wanted to do with a very small budget or set budget with very few characters, make a film which was very subtle, but make a film that I wanted and not have to respect a certain legacy of the construction of a film due to the how industrial some films make when their budgets are big or when they're their minimum in some cases. I'm not too sure we've got time for one final question if one wants to ask it. Otherwise, yes, there's one here. I'm sorry I didn't see you. To finish, I'd like to ask you about, you've talked about the pandemic. How do you see Argentinian cinema at present? Thank you. Difficult question once again. Well, Argentinian cinema is going through a very big crisis because of the previous government already. And there was we've undergone this crisis due to the Argentinian Cinema Institute, but I think Argentinian cinema has a particularity, and that is that Argentinians as people of adapting themselves, of being able to overcome a lot of crises, we've overcome a lot of crises in the past, and I think Argentinian cinema, beyond the fact that at present it's stopped because of taking care and being safe, I think it will reemerge. We'll be able to go back and start filming and start working, and we'll be able to go to the film theaters, which is the most important thing. It's important to, being here, for example, we're supporting the decision of José Luis and Rebordinos of making a film on site for people going to the film theater to lose fear of going to a film theater. It's much safer than being in a bar, for example, where there's social distancing and we've got masks, we wear masks. I think it's a moment in which Argentina, we start to think about this and to not fall asleep, because when albeit there may be a new normality, many film theaters will be closed, and that's not something that we won't be able to go back on. So therefore, we've got to be very aware of this, because the truth is what we make films to be seen in film theaters. And it's good for this to happen for me. For me, from the crew and the cast, I think it's like science fiction to be here in San Sebastian presenting a film in a film festival for what's happening in the world and in Argentina. And there are many people that are going through tough moments, and obviously from here we want to send them our best. And we will overcome these crises as we've overcome many other crises. I hope that is the case. And for the time, I just want to thank you very much for having come with your film, and to wish you the best of luck here in the festival and later on in its trajectory. Thank you.